Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, we had a bit of a surprise today. Just before the show, I found that we are not going to have our guest, Andrew Harvey. Apparently, he's on a plane up in the wild blue yonder somewhere. So the show is going to go ahead, and we'll be scheduling perhaps for another time. Meanwhile, this is going to be an open mic hour. Now, what does that mean? That means because the guest wasn't able to make the interview, the whole hour is open and available to you, the listener. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, it can be about anything, or if you'd like to get a reading on the air, here is the worldwide toll-free number. It is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Life sometimes hands you situations, just like this one that I was handed this afternoon, and you can either panic about it, or you can just say, wow, what else can I do? How am I going to wing through it? Life is always full of surprises, and I came across some information, because when you have a regular show, and you have things sort of planned out, and then all of a sudden everything burps, then you've got to pull some different concepts together. And I thought that just that experience in and of itself is worthy of mentioning, because how many times have we had things go wrong, or maybe we get a flat tire somewhere, or the computer goes ballistic. I mean, there's a gazillion different things that can go wrong. Usually, if we're mature enough and well-rested enough, often that's true, too. When you are aware of this, you go, all right, how can I take something that's throwing me into a dither and make it work for me very well? Well, there was a gentleman who had a very, very good friend who was a talented, talented potter. And if ever you've watched potters work, you know the tremendous amount of patience that they've got to have. And they usually have to have an idea in mind, and they take a blob of clay that has absolutely no personality to it at all. It's this grayish, brownish stuff, and it's wet, covered with water, and you've got this turntable that's going at a certain speed. And this guy watched his friend start with literally nothing but this blob of clay. And he'd make it into all kinds of different shapes. Sometimes he'd use a lot of clay, sometimes he'd use a little bit. And one day, after observing this friend for quite a while, he asked him, how do you determine what you're going to make? You just seem to flow whenever you're doing something with the clay. And if you're like me and you've ever watched a potter, you're in awe of how they can take their hands and create designs that will hold like vases of different types. I remember watching a potter once in Anchorage, Alaska, that made these huge, huge pots. And right in front of your eyes, he would take this material and just so carefully, he just knew how to move his hands and keep them wet enough so that the clay would never dry out. And it was like watching an exotic dance of wet material and fingers just creating their own kind of symmetry. It was just exquisite. Well, that's what this gentleman was observing with his friend. And the potter just said to him, sometimes I don't know what I'm going to make. Sometimes when I'm really feeling good, I get very creative and I want to make something very, very beautiful. But other times when I'm not feeling so hot, when my energy is sort of low, I'll just make things that people can use for every day. Maybe little cups and saucers or something that would be just ordinary in the minds of many people or in my mind as a creator. His friend, after he made that statement to him, reflected for a while about what he had just told him. And he said, I need to let you know that when I'm relaxed, I have the capacity to focus and the patience to really make something very special. It's sometimes very frustrating when you're working with clay and you think you've got it and all of a sudden there's a hole or the clay will collapse in a certain section that you've been working with and you have to start all over again. He said, when I'm really working hard to make something very special, I have to have an exceptional amount of patience. He said, I know when I'm tired that I really can't focus very much. So I don't try to do what requires a great deal of precision. And when you think about life, that's true with all of us. It doesn't make any difference what we're doing, whether we're making pots or we're cooking for our family or we're taking care of various agendas. When we get tired and we get frustrated, it pays for us to shift down into first gear, doesn't it? And to make it all right that we don't have to be super spectacular. And then when we really are at that point of rest, when we really are at that point of accomplishment and feeling like this is the zone that we're in, we've got it, this is when we do it, we can give it our all with total focus and concentration, then we get a lot of things done. Have you ever noticed that? I call it the zone because I know when I'm extremely tired and maybe I've just had so many things and that have been going on and I just feel like I'm meeting myself coming and going. When I can rest, maybe it's 15 minutes, maybe it's a half hour, maybe it's an hour, and then I awaken and I'll go, wow, that feels great. Now, sometimes I may actually go to sleep. Other times, it's just maybe zoning out where I'm not doing anything. Maybe just having a cup of tea, maybe watching a bunch of woodpeckers up in the trees. It could be anything. Maybe it's just sitting quietly and meditating, closing my eyes. When you can do that, then you have a chance to refresh yourself. So the potter, in sharing with his friend what he found worked for him, spurred in my mind an awareness that many times I do the same thing. How about you? When you are wanting to achieve something very special, when you are wanting to really have things flow well, keep in mind it is going to take patience, it is going to take perseverance, it is going to take attention to detail, and have the ability to focus. All of these things are very important. But when you are really not feeling good and you're not up to par, take a break. Watch something funny on television. Or if you have some items you love to read that always make you laugh, make a shift. Get out of the no zone into the zone so that you can feel that sense of rhythm in your life so you can get things done as you want. And I really like the idea of a potter, because if you think of yourself as being your own sculptor of your own life, you have to be patient. Life isn't fair, and it doesn't always go according to schedule. That I know for a fact. That happens so much in my life anyway. It's amazing, though, how when you get in the flow, just in your own zone, you will find yourself meeting all of your responsibilities, your obligations. You'll think clearly. You'll be able to do whatever you need to do. Life is good. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, telephone lines are open this entire hour because my guest was not able to make the show today. 888-815-9756 is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and chat with me. Or if you'd like for me to give you a reading on the air, I'd be delighted to do that. Remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, also let me know where you're calling in from. That means a lot. And then sit back, relax, and I'll tell you what I perceive about you, your life, and you can ask me a question if you so desire. I thought I also would ask you to have that pad of paper and pen handy because I have got a recipe that is wonderful for a chocolate almond cake. It doesn't make a whole bunch, so if you're having a small group of people, it's perfect. And it's something that's not too sweet. So have that pad of paper handy because I'm going to be sharing that with you. In today's world, so many individuals have to be concerned about cost. Well, as far back as I can remember, depending on what one's income was, that's always been the case. We always try to figure out how can we save a dollar here, a penny there, a nickel there, because we want to be able to use our money wisely and well. For many people, their everyday costs include medication. And I came across some information that I thought you might find interesting. The details come from the Kaiser Family Foundation. And it's really distressing when you hear how prescription drug costs just keep going up and up and up and up and up. And when you happen to see in a televised program a member of Congress talking about how people in the United States might be paying $11 for a pill, and I'm not giving the exact amount because I don't remember it exactly, but someone can go up to Canada, and if they can get their medicine up in Canada, it costs them a dollar something a pill. Something's definitely wrong with that arrangement. Well, the prescription costs seem to be going up. They don't seem to be going down. So obviously that means we have to take better care of ourselves so that we can enjoy wellness. And that, as you know, means that you pay attention to your foods, what you eat, and your exercise, and you're good to yourself. You take care of your chassis. Well, sometimes the chassis has problems, and you're going to need medication. And there's a time and a place for that when it does come up. If you want to fill your prescriptions and not feel like you're broke because of doing it, you need to know what they call tiers, and that's T-I-E-R-S. Now, this is what it is. There's three tiers, generics, preferred brands, and non-preferred brands. Now, health insurance companies use these three tiers. What is the difference between them? It's your copay. As we all know, generics are the cheapest, often as little as $5, while preferred brands are $10 to $15, and non-preferred brands, designer drug labels, can be $35 or more. Now, it's very important when you're looking at generic drugs that you find out if they really are the same as other prescriptions that may be under a different name. There has been research that has been done that some generic drugs are a tad less. Some people have taken generic drugs and they haven't worked because the dosage is not the same as the preferred brand. So it is something you need to research, and I'd say talk to your pharmacist. They are the chemists. Your doctors may have some knowledge, but get to know your pharmacist. It's one of your best friends. Also, mail order pharmacy service is really a plus, and they often will give you a 3-month supply of whatever prescription you may have for the cost of one copay, and that'll save you up to 66%. Also, you may find that getting it from Canada might be a good thing too, but there are 1,000 OTC drugs that were once available only by prescription. Now the OTC options are a lot cheaper, and there's different drugs like Claritins, Zyrtec, or others, and you can get them at warehouse clubs just for an amazingly low price. So you need to be sure that you ask your doctor or your pharmacist if there's a drugstore version of the drug that you need. Also, if you don't have a prescription drug plan, a lot of people don't, there's no problem. All you have to do is sign up for a discount card to land some very good savings. There's a small annual fee usually, but the savings are worth it. Now, you might want to shop around also. You don't need to drive all over the place like we used to a long time ago. You don't have to do that. It's as close as your computer keyboard. That's right. Check your prices online or even call on the phone. And it could save you gas and it could also save you a lot of money annually. And there are store brands. I know we have our Safeways, our Albertsons, and things like this, and they all have their own store brands. And if you take ibuprofen or if you're interested in antacids, things like this, they say going generic with the store brands can save you up to 75%. Now, one of the things that I found quite interesting is that if you have something like Tylenol or aspirin, and they say on there there's an expiration date, I was amazed to find that Mr. Wertheimer said, if you've got anything that's expired, keep it. As long as you have tablets that haven't been stored in a bathroom where humidity can damage your effectiveness, most OTC, over-the-counter medicines, can be used 6 to 9 months past their expiration dates. Now, that's some information I had no awareness of. Also, don't forget, if you're having trouble and don't qualify for Medicaid, many states are offering drug programs that can help you land big discounts. And also, there are manufacturers that offer discount programs to assist as well. Talk to your doctor. He or she may know about it. Also, there's a couple of websites that you can go to if you want to know about the lowest medication prices. Yes, I'm telling you, it's just amazing where you can go to get for your resources. Here are the sites. It's RxAminer, RxAminer.com. RxAminer.com. Also, DestinationRx.com. DestinationRx.com. The Consumer Reports Best Buy Drugs Guide. And their website is CRBestBuyDrugs.org. CRBestBuyDrugs.org. And they will also give you information on the pharmacies in your area that offer you the best prices. Can't go wrong with that. Good information. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number if you'd like to call in and talk with me and or receive a free reading on the air is 888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. Well, Halloween is coming up. Yes, masks. Oh, they've got so much history behind them. Kids always love them. They are so much fun. And I was talking with a friend in Arizona when I was on my last business trip, and her daughter absolutely loves Halloween. She goes all out. She fixes up the front lawn. They've got, you know, they've got the cemetery in the front lawn. They've got gigantic tarantulas. I mean, this woman just has a blast decorating the house. In fact, according to my friend, her daughter has these super-sized bat wings that she made, and people come in from around town just to see what her latest design is. Each year she comes up with something new, and she makes a new mask every year, and she's entered competitions, and the kids just love it. They come in from all over, and they want to have their picture taken with my friend's daughter because she is just so imaginative and so creative. Well, the mask and the designing of masks, my goodness, it goes way, way back. And, of course, if ever you have been to Las Vegas and you go to the Venetian, there are shops in there that have the masks and costumes of those magnificent days in Venice when they would have the masquerade balls and everybody would outdo themselves making up the most beautiful masks that they possibly could. Well, in and out of favor since then. I mean, they come and they go. But it was Mask Mischief when you were in Venice, beginning in the 11th century. And it just, it covered up a lot of things. If somebody decided to throw some rotten eggs at you, you couldn't figure out who they were. But it really was an interesting way that people's attitudes about masks evolved. In the 11th century and past that for a number of centuries, they thought, oh, this is wonderful. So there'd be the balls and there'd be all kinds of things where you'd be in costume. Well, in the 17th century, masks were ruled as being decadent. I mean, bad, 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 bad things. This was just terrible. And they were only allowed then at carnival. And then when Napoleon decided that he was going to give Venice to Austria, well, they decided masks were going to come back into vogue. And in today's world, we use them at Halloween and for a number of other festivities. If you go to New Orleans and you've got Mardi Gras, masks and costumes are what is really hot stuff. Well, the tribal tradition with masks goes back a long, long, long way. And there is a picture I've got in front of me of a man who has painted a mask right on his face. He's with the Huli tribe of Papua New Guinea. And they mimic the creatures that are in their environment. And they will grow their hair long, and then after a certain length, they'll cut it off so that they can make it and incorporate it into their headdresses. And they do all kinds of variations. Well, just about every culture throughout the world has done this in one form or another. And of course, with Halloween coming up, oh my goodness, there are so many masks that are being made. And can you imagine the number one mask? Do you know what that might be? Well, they figure it is going to be Michael Jackson. That's right. In Japan, there's a company called Ogawa Rubber, and they started, after Michael Jackson passed away, to make masks of him. And they said they've just been selling like crazy. But the one thing that has absolutely stayed at the top of the mark when it comes to the Halloween event year after year for little girls looking like a princess still is the number one costume. Isn't that amazing? Certain things won't change. Everything else might, but certain things won't. Little girls like being princesses. Now, I don't know what it is for the boys, but for the girls, they say it is that. Unparalleled, it just is something the girls like to look pretty. Well, that's just a little bit of trivia about masks. Oh, don't forget, with that, remember the death masks for the Egyptians? Well, there were death masks for other cultures, too. Some in South America, some even in China. They've been around a long, long time. And with every culture, the story behind the development of the masks and how they were made, whether it was from clay, or we even have, there was a death mask that was made for Abraham Lincoln here in the United States, and it still is in existence. So this is not something new. It's something that's been around for a long, long time. Donna Sebo here. My guest for today wasn't able to make it. This is an open mic day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756 and get that pad of paper and pen ready, because when I come back, we're going to be talking chocolate almond cake. Don't go away. Donna Sebo here. I realize I had made an error. So let's just give out some information about my guest that's going to be coming on tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Christine Jenkins. We're going to be talking about sign language. Now, you may say, Donna, why in the world would you talk about sign language on a radio show? Nobody can see what you're doing. Well, Christine has some interesting stories about sign language, and many of us, when we're watching television, we're aware of sometimes down in the lower corner, could be the right or the left corner of the television, maybe in one of the upper corners, depending on your TV and the way the signals are received, where there will be a sign language translator that is moving their fingers a mile a minute to equal the speaker's speed so that those people that are deaf can know what's going on. Well, apparently it really is a universal language, so Christine is going to be sharing some information about that. Next week, I'm going to be on my way to Alaska. Yes, on Monday and all of next week. The broadcast will be coming from Fairbanks, Alaska and Anchorage live. And on Monday, we're going to be talking about going out green. Bob Butts is going to be my guest. Now, this is a man with a good sense of humor, especially when you're talking about burials. Yes, going out green. Everything else is turning green, so they have now decided to expand that into the genre of funerals. So we're going to be talking about that. And also Gary Spinell is going to be on with me on Tuesday. Gary has a wonderful book titled It Was You All Along. It is a very empowering publication, and it's also a story about his journey of self-discovery. Lisa Serwin is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking about so many shoes, so little money. Well, Lisa is a doll, and she's going to be talking about finances and how shoes make finances work. Dot, you're going to have to listen to really find out if it's true. Then Jennifer Hornbleet is going to be my guest, raw for dessert. If you're a person that wants to, let's say, eat healthy, and you don't have to be a vegan, but you really want to be more aware of what you put into your body, and you'd like to try something different, these desserts are amazing, and they taste good. So we're going to be sharing those recipes with you on Thursday of next week, and then on Friday, Chuck Aulino is going to be my guest. We're going to be talking about lesser-known giants of the 20th century. Chuck has done a wonderful job. We're going to be talking about all kinds of people who had an impact on how we're living today, but maybe they weren't written up in a major magazine or newspaper and didn't get a lot of notoriety, but they still were there nonetheless. So we just have a wonderful array of guests, and I invite you to join me because it's really going to be a fascinating week, lots of fun information, and it empowers you as a person, and that's what I love about doing this show, that we are empowering you through the people that we interview, individuals who have stories to tell and experiences to share. This is so important. We need to know we're not alone, number one, and number two, that life is full of opportunity, regardless of what is happening. There's always an opportunity to move forward in a new way, to achieve different things. And sometimes we have to have a few shakeups, but it is worth that shakeup if we develop new disciplines and learn how to dig down deeply inside of ourselves and pull ourselves up into the positioning of accomplishment in a whole new level, and that is very significant. Well, I think now we're going to be able to take that break. I apologize for that quiet moment that we had, but we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't forget, you can give me a buzz if you like at 888-815-9756. That's our worldwide toll-free number. If you'd like a reading, you just want to chat about something, whatever might be on your mind, give me a call. We're here. The phone lines are open, 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight, Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, telephone number if you want to buzz and call in and chat with me. I'm available for that, 888-815-9756. Okay, I have a recipe for a chocolate almond cake here. So if you've got that pad of paper and pen, keep it ready there. But before I give that, I want to let you know, those of you in Alaska, again, on Monday through Wednesday, I'm going to be in Fairbanks, and on Thursday through Sunday, I'm going to be in Anchorage. So if you want to set up a time with me to meet with me while I'm up in that beautiful, beautiful area of the far north, all you have to do is give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, and then I'll get back to you because I am doing private appointments while I'm there. And then also here in the Pacific Northwest in Tacoma, Washington, I've been invited to participate in a wonderful event called the Dickens Festival. Downtown Tacoma, I will be at the King's Bookstore on the 21st of November, which is a Saturday, and I will be there from noon until 4, and I'll be doing many consultations. There will be a fee, of course, and part of the proceeds will be going towards a designated charity that is being supported by this wonderful event. It's perfect for the family. It is marvelous. It's a terrific way to start off the holiday season. So November 21st, Saturday, I will be at King's Bookstore, which is right there in downtown Tacoma, and I look forward to seeing you there. If you have any questions, just give me a call, or better yet, go to the Dickens Festival website of Tacoma, Washington, Dickens Festival, and you'll find all of the details that you need right there. Okay, are you ready for some chocolate? Ooh, I love chocolate. All right. Here are the ingredients. You're going to need 6 ounces of dark chocolate, 6 ounces of dark chocolate. Don't get the cheap stuff. Get good chocolate. Always pay extra. It is worth it. If you get the cheap chocolate, it's always waxy. I don't know. It's just one of those things. Then you're going to need 3/4 of a cup of butter, 3/4 of a cup of butter. You need 2/3 of a cup of super fine sugar. 2/3 of a cup of super fine sugar. You need 4 eggs. They need to be separated. 4 eggs separated. 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar. 1/4 teaspoon of cream of tartar. 1/3 cup of self-rising flour. 1/3 cup self-rising flour. 1 1/4 cups of ground almonds. 1 1/4 cups of ground almonds. And 1 teaspoon of almond extract. Now, you're going to need a topping for this yummy cake. So what you're going to need for your topping, you're going to need 4.5 ounces of milk chocolate. I prefer dark chocolate. So I would say, whatever your preference is, milk chocolate or dark chocolate, you need 4.5 ounces. And you need 2 tablespoons of butter and 4 tablespoons of heavy cream. And then you may want to have a couple of tablespoons of toasted slivered almonds on the side, and have another ounce of dark chocolate, and that'll need to be melted. I told you this was a chocolate cake. Oh, this is so good. And again, it's a nice portion. It's not a huge cake. Now, this is what you're going to need to have. You need a 9-inch round springform pan, and you want to lightly grease it. Spray it with a nonstick spray, and then flour it very lightly on the base. That's all you want, where you want the flour to be, is on the base of the 9-inch spring form pan, the 9-inch round spring form pan. Now, your chocolate, your 6 ounces of dark chocolate, you want to break it into small pieces and place it in a small pan with the butter. And you heat it gently, lower heat, stirring until it's melted and very, very well combined. Next step, you take 7 tablespoons of the superfine sugar, put it in a bowl with the egg yolks, and then you beat that mixture until it is pale and creamy. And the reason you want to use a super fine is that if you use regular granulated, it doesn't break down. So you're going to bite when you would have this. It's like those sugar crystals. They're just not going to dissolve the way they're supposed to. So, and then what you do after you have the egg and sugar mixture, you add your melted chocolate mixture and you beat it until it's really well mixed. Third step, you sift the cream of tartar and flour together, and then you fold it gently into your chocolate mixture together with your ground almonds and your almond extract. So they all go in, and you mix it very carefully using a nice-sized spatula. That's the best way, not just a little spoon, but a nice spatula would make this folding in much more effective. Then step 4, you beat your egg whites in a bowl until they're standing in soft peaks. You add the remaining superfine sugar, and then you beat those egg whites for about 2 minutes by hand. If you're using an electric mixer, it may only take you 60 seconds to mix everything well, and the mixture will be real thick and glossy. Then you want those egg whites, you want to fold them ever so gently into the chocolate mixture and spoon it into your pan. Now the oven, you need to have had that preheated to 375 degrees. And when you put your cake in, it's going to bake for about 40 minutes. And what you want to do is gently touch it and make sure that it's the cake is springing to the touch. That's when you'll know it's done. Then you just set the cake aside, take it out of the oven, set it aside, and let it cool. When you're ready, once you know it's cool and you're ready to make your topping, you take all of your ingredients for your topping, your 4.5 ounces of milk chocolate or dark chocolate, your butter, and your heavy cream, and you put it in a double boiler, and you just heat it until it's all nice and melted together. And then you want to remove it from the heat and you want to beat it for 2 minutes. Then you take this frosting and you put it in your refrigerator for about 30 minutes. When you transfer your cake out of the springform pan onto a plate, then that topping you just spread all over the top of the cake and then sprinkle your toasted almonds over the top. And after you finish with the almonds, then take your ounce of dark chocolate and make sure that it's melted. You can nuke it in the microwave for about 10 or 15 seconds, and it'll be that way. And then you drizzle it right over the top of those toasted almonds. And then the cake needs to set for about 2 hours before you serve it. So you can make this ahead if you've got company. Mm-mm. Good stuff, and why not have it with a little bit of champagne? Great, great, great recipe. I thought you would enjoy it. I don't know about you, but I really do enjoy cooking. And when the weather starts turning cool, the idea of having soups and pot roasts and things in the crock pot or something simmering on the stove, there's just that magic, that good aromas of food and baking just fill a house. And one of my greatest joys is when someone says to me, as a young lady said to me not too long ago, she said, I don't know what it is, but every time I walk into your house and you're cooking, it just smells so wonderful. She said, why doesn't your husband move into my husband and I'll come over and I'll stay with you? Your house smells better. So we had a real good laugh over that. But it is. It's magical. There is that wonderful sense of comfort when you have those particular smells. Baking bread, chocolate chip cookies, a good soup on the stove, an Italian spaghetti sauce. It's just wonderful. Pork roast baking in the oven. All of these things, they represent wellness. It represents security. It's just wonderful. I just absolutely love it. So that's why it's so much fun for me to be able to share these recipes with you. Now, Reba Hart had a poem, and with it is the most magnificent picture. It had to have been taken back on the East Coast with the colors of the leaves on these trees, and some of them have fallen to the ground. It is a palette of vivid reds, golds, and oranges that are just magnificent, as I know the East Coast can become during this time of the year. It's just beautifully, beautifully invigorating to look at it. But this is what she wrote. She said, "Leaves spin in a whirlwind, mixing deep hues of plum, gold, and orange in the autumn air, where spices and scents of Macintosh and burning wood surround you with a cozy feel of fall." Ooh, doesn't that make you feel good? Just a wonderful feel. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. We're going to be going on break in just a moment. 888-815-9756 is our telephone number. By the way, when we come back, because we didn't have a guest today, I've got two things I'm hoping to share with you. One is about the new Windows 7 that's coming out very soon. Oh, boy, don't groan. I know Vista was a nightmare, and we did not get Vista, but I've got some interesting things to share with you about Windows 7. Also, dreams do come true. This is about a woman by the name of Savannah, and, yeah, I think you're going to enjoy the story. So anyway, Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Siebel to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Siebel. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Siebel's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Siebel's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Siebel and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Computers. In our world today, it's almost, well, everybody's going to be affected by a computer. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Our world electronically has just moved at such a speed, you just get a little bit rummy in the mind area when you try to think, how am I going to keep up with all of this? Well, Windows 7 is coming out, and it is being greeted more enthusiastically than what I would have thought. In fact, I was talking just in the last few weeks with someone who is a computer geek, I guess that's what you'd call him, and this young man is just brilliant. And we were talking about perhaps upgrading a system that I have, and he said, whatever you do, don't go Vista, but wait until Windows 7 comes out, because it is really super. I said, are you sure? He said, oh, yes, I've been using it. And it hasn't got a lot of the problems that Vista had. So they said, if you're going to look at it, it's really something, if you're going to upgrade your system, you want to go with Windows 7. So I came across some information by another young man, Mark Saltzman, and I thought that I would share it with you because there are so many issues today that are having to be faced. And one of them is the hacking situation. Just in the past week, we have gotten emails that have come from friends and from also some other professional sources to be careful about what you open up, because there are these very sophisticated programs that if you open something up, it goes into your system and just does absolutely amazing things. I say amazing, they're not good things for us as owners of our systems, but they go in and they can access bank accounts, they can access all kinds of details that if you do online shopping, paying bills, anything like this, you could be in trouble. So Microsoft has brought out Windows 7. It's supposed to be coming out on the 22nd of October, and they are going to have a lot of improvements with security and privacy. They were originally in the Vistas program, but they said this new system is so much improved over the Vista because they found a lot of their customers disabled what was going on with Vista and their security, replacing it with something else. So they really have improved that tremendously. Apparently, it is absolutely amazing with speed. And a lot of the issues that people had with Windows Vista, they say they ran Windows 7 on a 6-year-old laptop, runs smoothly, cleanly, and efficiently, and it's a lot easier to search for files. Now, with this new program, Windows 7, they said sharing data across all PCs and mobile devices is a lot easier. In fact, you can log into your home PC from a laptop while traveling. You can access music, you can add a contact to your smartphone, and everything will synchronize with the computer. This is amazing to me. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. Also, their navigation, they say, is going to be a lot easier with Windows 7. They've got a streamlined user interface, which includes a cleaner desktop and taskbar, which is now at the bottom of the screen, and it gives you a preview of what's inside when you put your mouse above the icons. And they say Microsoft took a lot of heat over Windows Vista when it came to software and hardware compatibility. They had a lot of problems when they tried to download certain programs. However, they are going to be working very nice on Windows 7. Also, it has got a built-in support for multi-touch gestures, handwriting, and voice for those computers built to support alternative input options. And they also say expect touch, such as zooming in on a photo by expanding your finger and thumb on the screen, to be incorporated into many desktop and laptop PCs in the coming future. Future could be day after tomorrow, of course. Then they're going to be bundling Windows 7 with the improved Internet Explorer 8 web browser. And it's faster and safer, they say, than past versions, and has a lot of extras, a lot of things that you're going to be able to utilize. But the most important thing is the security. And that is a challenge of challenges, because it's just something that we have to be aware of in today's world. It is really something that's secure. So that's just some information about Windows 7. It's going to be coming out on October 22nd. So I think that information is good information, and if you're like me and you always get the shiver and the shakes anytime you might have to upgrade something on your computer, you just go, oh, I don't know, do I really want to do this? Well, it's okay. If you can find someone that can help walk you through some of the changes, it really can make a difference, and I do know sometimes there are classes that people offer different things that are done. Well, I wanted to share with you this delightful story. It's about a family. And it's about memories, and memories that can have a meaning that we wouldn't normally expect would have so much magic to it. Well, I said that Savannah was a daughter. It wasn't. Savannah's the mom. And, no, Savannah isn't the mother. Excuse me. I'll get my characters right. Savannah is the daughter. And she absolutely loved her mom telling her stories. And she said this was something that was just part of her everyday routine. And by the way, the mom's name is Stephanie. And she said, my daughter Savannah always liked sharing secrets. And she asked me one time why we wanted to always take a trip to a very, very special place. So she decided she was going to share with her daughter why this place that they went to was so very, very special. So this is about a magic rock. Terry is the name of the dad. And the story that mom, Stephanie, and the story that she tells Terry is Prince Charming. Now, it goes back to when they were in college, in fact, the last year of college. And Terry and Stephanie, well, they had been together for a long time, in fact, for 6 years. And Terry had accepted a job at a particular firm, and it was a short distance from campus, and she knew that the visits wouldn't be very often because he was pretty busy. Well, Stephanie missed Terry quite a bit. And one day, when they were together, he pulled off the highway onto a winding road. Terry had a special spot that he was taking Stephanie to. It was just magical. The view was fabulous. They climbed a steep bluff, and it was just absolutely exciting. So many times they had climbed to this special rock. It overlooked a lake, and it was just magical. Well, on this particular excursion, Terry put his arms around Stephanie because the beauty of what they were looking at just overwhelmed her, and she was sort of crying and sniffling a little bit. And he reached into his pocket and took out some coins. It was a nickel and three pennies. And Terry said something to Stephanie that she never forgot. He said that the 8 cents stood for the 8 months before the wedding date they had set. Now, Stephanie wanted to bury the coins with the promise of uncovering them when we were to wed. So they buried the coins under some beautiful oak leaves because they had just started to fall off the trees. Now, during the 8 months before the wedding, Terry would phone her and occasionally they'd see each other. She graduates from college. And they again make a special trip to this very special place. They thought they had remembered where the coins were buried, but it took them a while to find them. But find them they did. And they just have this wonderful memory because very shortly thereafter, they were married. And one of the things they said is that they were going to tell their children one day about this magical place, the Magic Rock. They got married, and when she was finishing up the fairy tale, the real fairy tale, talking to her daughter, her eyes just sparkled, and Savannah said, "Oh, a magic rock," because her mom and dad had taken her out to this very special place. There with her little brother was her dad. And Stephanie said, "Yes, Savannah, this rock is magic. It's where our dreams were made, and now they've come true." So every fall, this family visits the Magic Rock. Stephanie says it still has her under its spell. She said, "What wonderful gifts are precious memories." I wonder what yours is. This is Donna Siebel. I know that we're out of time now. Remember always, you're the master of your fate, you are the captain of your soul. Create your memories and enjoy them. Sometimes when life gets tough, we need to pull up out of our archives, our mind's archives, the beautiful moments, the special people that we love and that we have such joyous experiences with. Life is now. but memories are good, too. Donna Siebel, I'll talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.